This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Speaking of dogs, the Georgia ones are going to play Alabama on Saturday night. I'm at sort of a crossroads here, because usually games like this that are big, like there's big games every weekend. This one's bigger than most.
Yes.
Like, the X's and O's are more interesting than the storylines, or the storylines are more interesting than the X's and O's. This game is equal.
Yeah.
Like, the narratives leading into this game are incredible.
Yeah.
Like, the Georgia-Alabama new coach, Kirby's got to beat Bama, hasn't done it. Mm-hmm. Like, so much going into it. But then trying to figure out what the game's going to look like and who's going to do what, who's going to be healthy, is a big part of it.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, it's not very often that a game's, like, the breakdown of the actual on-field stuff is just as interesting as the off-field stuff, but this game has all of it.
Yeah, I mean, it's the biggest game, could possibly be the biggest game of the season. You know, when you talk about Alabama, Georgia, because most time when they're playing is either an SECM championship game or it's in the, well, recently anyways, or it's in the national championship game.
Five of the last six times they've played, it's been for a trophy.
Yeah. And
either
so,
the SEC or the national championship.
Yeah, and so I saw that Georgia's favored by two. If Bama wins, it's not an upset, in my opinion.
No, they're at home and they're a very, very good
football team. And Georgia, to me, has not played their best ball yet.
No.
They played a good half, but their best ball from beginning to end, they have not done it. And it's important for them to do it this game. It's important for them to get off to a great start offensively. It really, really is. It's good for – and defensively, they cannot give up the big play. They cannot give up the big play. If they can limit the big play ability from Alabama, they got a good shot. But it's all about this offense. Carson Beck in the offense has got to get it going from the get-go.
Yeah, they're going to have to find ways to make big plays as well. As much as I feel like both offenses might need to be able to sustain drives because of how good these defenses are and the way this game might go on Saturday night, the team that wins is going to be the team that has more explosive plays.
Yes.
Here's Kirby Smart talking about Alabama's ability to do that.
They've got explosive plays that are off-schedule explosive plays, and they've got on-schedule explosive plays. So when you have a chance at both those, it just increases your opportunity. And their explosives are super explosive. They're not talking about the 15-20 variety. They're talking about the 50-60-70 variety. They've got some really good skilled players out on the perimeter that are explosive. They got a quarterback that defines explosive, and they got good backs. So our job is to try to prevent those, not give up big plays. And a lot of that starts with, you know, how well we play around the quarterback.
That'll be the one of the keys to the, like, to me, just as important as turnovers, unless one team just coughs it up a ton.
Because
I don't think either team's going to turn it over a lot. Like, whoever wins the turnover battle, sure. But whoever has more explosive plays on offense is very likely to win this game.
Yeah.
Alabama's got five plays this year of over 50 yards.
Mm-hmm.
Georgia has zero.
Mm-hmm.
They just have not looked explosive yet often. Not to say they can't.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got guys. I think the one guy that I'm looking at, beyond the quarterback, obviously, is a guy who's come up with plays like this in big games before. That's Arian Smith.
Mm-hmm.
He hasn't had big games in big games,
but he's made big plays
in big games. You go back to the Tennessee game a couple years ago, the Ohio State game in the playoff, the national championship game against TCU. Like, he's broken off like 60, 70-yard touchdowns.
He has that kind of speed.
He's got to do that because he's like the guy as far as speed goes on this offense.
Yeah, I mean, but that's the thing about it, is that who is the guy? Who's the guy on offense?
Who's the guy?
Who's the
I don't know. He's the speed
guy.
I don't know who the guy is.
The guy that's got to play his ass off is number 15.
It is.
Number 15, they got to protect him up front. Like I said, we talked about yesterday, you're without Tate. But they got to protect him, and he's got to deliver. He's got to deliver the ball. He's got to put it in place where only his guys can catch it. And they got to go, because the last time these two teams played in the SEC championship game, Georgia played so awful and lost by 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
And so if they can click and get it all going together, That's going to be the biggest thing.
When you think back to how some of that went and how stagnant the Georgia mm-hmm. offense was in that game, mm-hmm. unfortunately, there's similarities to this one, which is now they're not here.
Brock Bowers.
But they kind of weren't.
Brock Bowers,
right?
Bowers was banged up. Ladd was banged up.
Mm-hmm. Ra-Ra Thomas didn't play. Mm-hmm. None of those guys are on the team this year. So, like, it's not that Georgia offense that last year was one of the five best offenses in the country. That wasn't really the Georgia offense that played Alabama in that game. Now, I'm not making excuses. I'm just saying, like, that's a parallel for Saturday because those guys aren't here now either, and they haven't found suitable replacements for them yet either. So that's the part of it that's hard.
Yeah, and so that's why you look at it from a standpoint, who's going to step up? Now, this Alabama team, because this quarterback, I mean, he has an opportunity to put himself in the first round if he plays well in this game because – the one thing about Georgia's defense is Georgia's defense. It is very, very, very good. It is very good. And he's a very good player who has gotten better and better and better under Kalen DeBoer. In this moment, right, we talked about when Kalen took the job. He's qualified to take it.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? I know Nick Saban was there forever, but this man could coach some damn ball. Well, and there's no empty cupboard. Like, he was coming into a great situation that – first-year head coach can win a national championship.
Yeah, I mean, he inherited a situation that basically no one's ever inherited.
Yes.
Like, there's been good situations, but, like,
nothing like that.
Nothing quite like this. And then also, he also came from a thing that no coaches often leave. Like, he was in the national championship game last year, and he takes over a fully stocked
Alabama team.
Juggernaut.
Like, dynasty.
It's a great thing. Now, but that's a big part of the storyline and a big part of the narrative on Saturday is if Alabama wins this game, that validates the Kalen DeBoer hire.
Oh, no doubt.
Like, I don't think anyone would expect it to be validated to that level this quickly.
So you're saying if they lose, it's not validated?
I think it still can be.
Oh.
It still can be. But, like, if they win this game on Saturday and keep Georgia, because that's the only thing Georgia hasn't done is beat Alabama in the Kirby era.
We beat them once. And we beat them in the most important game ever.
Well, there was another game you didn't.
I'm talking about the win. We won.
But 1-5 against them and probably would have 4 national championships right now had those games gone differently, right? Because one of them was a national championship. And then last year in the SEC championship game, if Georgia wins that game, they probably win the national championship as well. So, what Kirby's done is incredible.
Right.
But the one thing Kirby hasn't done.
He has not beat Alabama.
Alabama's still big brother to him.
Yeah, remember when
is it Alabama?
And I remember I said that. I was like, they're still our daddies. And they're like, what? They
but is Saban?
But is it Saban?
That's the thing about it. Or is Alabama?
Because there was nothing that I know Nick and he loved beating Kirby. His
of course
last
he did.
His last win against Kirby.
Of course, because Kirby's the heir apparent.
Yes.
Kirby's the next great, and he had won back to back. But last thing Saban did was beat him one last time.
Beat him one last damn time.
Yeah, you got a great program.
That.
5-1 against you.
Take that.
5-1.
Yep. Take that.
You know what I mean?
Take that.
So
right there.
So that's a part of it too. Is for Kirby. Is it Nick Saban that he couldn't beat consistently, or is it Alabama?
Yep.
Because if Alabama wins, then it's Alabama.
Alabama.
Then he's 1-6 against Alabama. If he beats DeBoer and he beats Alabama, he's 1-0 against DeBoer, and maybe now Georgia is fully officially beyond and all that kind of stuff over Alabama. But I think that's part of it too. Like, there's so much intrigue as far as the outcome of the game goes. Like, obviously, winning it sends you on a path to the college football playoff and a national championship, which is the most important thing.
Right.
The loser of this game probably is still going to the playoff and still could win the national championship. Now, to me, that doesn't take anything away from the importance of the game.
Because this is an important-ass game.
Of course it is.
Yes.
It's Alabama and Georgia. They're 2-4, like, in the country, that is. Like, they're both undefeated. Like, I don't know. They don't play that much.
Mm-hmm.
When these two teams play, it's always for something.
Yes.
This is when's the last time they played in the regular season?
They
played the COVID year?
With, I think it was Tua. I know they went down to Alabama. They got smoked.
It was the COVID year, right?
Was it?
I think it was 2020.
All I remember it was teetering, and then Jalen Waddle or somebody got loose.
Pretty sure.
It was a wrap.
I think Georgia might have even been up at halftime.
All I remember, somebody, it was Mac Jones. I think Mac Jones was a quarterback.
I think it was 24-14 or something like that at halftime. Then it was 38-24.
Yeah, and somebody fell in the secondary.
Yeah, and that was
that was it.
Yeah.
And they didn't stop running.
That was that.
They did not stop running.
They got the availability report. Obviously, we know who's out. London Humphreys and Tate Ratledge. Mykael Williams, Sakovi White, Jordan Hall, all questionable.
Okay, well, they're not playing.
And then Warren Brinson, probable.